This is the story of Marmaduke's dream. Every morning, except Sundays, at exactly 7:30, Marmaduke, the orange stripy cat, opens the Song Circle hamper and calls out a long list of names. You might know some of them. He calls out Mousy Brown, Two Little Dicky Birds, The Friendly Cow, Weasel and Donkey, Cat and Dog, Kookaburras and Dingle Dangle Scarecrow, and many others. This is his morning register to make sure that all the toys are present and correct and ready to take part in Song Circle. Most days Humpty Dumpty is hardest awake. He is a very deep sleeper, and even when he wakes up and calls out, "Yes, I'm here," he very often falls asleep again before he's had his breakfast. This particular morning was the same as usual. Marmaduke called out the names and everyone answered, "Yes, I'm here." Everyone except Small Green Crocodile. Big Green Crocodile was there, but Small Green Crocodile did not answer when his name was called, and Marmaduke asked if anyone had seen him. None of the toys knew where he was, and Marmaduke immediately organised a search party to find him. The three cheeky monkeys, sitting up on the mantelpiece above the fireplace, were very worried. They needed Small Green Crocodile for their special song today. And although Big Green Crocodile could do the job, he was getting old and needed lots of rest. He needed Small Green Crocodile to help him, so he simply must be found. The toys were organised into small groups by Marmaduke, who is a bit bossy, as I'm sure you know. But only because he cares so much about all the toys in the Song Circle hamper. He put Teddy and Weasel together in a group with the black and white cows and sent them off to the front room of Skylark Cafe to search among the tables and chairs. The second group of toys included the two kookaburras, Blackbird and Dicky Birds. They flew towards the high part of the room to see if Crocodile was hiding somewhere up there. The third search party included small toys like Mousy Brown and Miss Polly's Dolly, and Marmaduke sent them off to search carefully through the Song Circle break time toy boxes. Little children sometimes lost their own toys during the break when they were tidied away by mistake, and Marmaduke thought this might have happened to Small Green Crocodile. While the toys were searching, Marmaduke decided to check out the toilet. He looked underneath the changing table, behind the door, and even in the bin, but no sign of Small Green Crocodile anywhere. He asked the three craws, who live up on the top of the white cupboards, if they had seen Small Green Crocodile.
"Yes," cawed one of the craws. "He went for a swim in the loo. He's probably been flushed away."
"Oh no," thought Marmaduke. "He'll never find his way back to Song Circle. What shall I do?" Marmaduke could feel something tugging at his tail as he peered into the loo, calling out, "Come back! Come back, Small Green Crocodile! We need you! Come back!" The tugging on his tail turned out to be Teddy. Teddy was shaking Marmaduke and saying, "Wake up! You're having a dream!" And so he was. Marmaduke was still in the big hamper, and all the toys, including Small Green Crocodile, were there, safe and sound. Marmaduke felt a little bit silly and told them all what had happened in his dream. But the toys all thought it was very sweet and showed just how much Marmaduke cares for each and every one of them.